NASA is turning to nuclear power, fission reactors that can deliver continuous, reliable power through the darkest and most hostile conditions. NASA's Artemis program plans for 40 to 100 kilowatts of continuous power on the moon. That's roughly what 40 average homes use, but on the moon it can run life support, communications gear, labs, and even mining tools. The official target is deployment by 2030, but it remains an ambitious goal rather than a locked schedule. But lunar dust. This stuff is a nightmare for machinery. Microscopic jagged glass shards that cling to everything thanks to static electricity. During Apollo, it scratched visors, fouled suit seals, clogged instruments, and even caused allergic reactions. NASA's solution. They're burying the reactor. Dig a hole, drop it in, cover it up. The lunar soil actually becomes shielding against cosmic radiation. Problem solved. Except nobody's ever dug a hole on the moon before. So add that to the to-do list.